24, describe effect size estimates. Tell how they're related to significance tests, the information they provide that is not provided by significance test. Effect size estimates try to tell us how large the effect is without being influenced by the sample size. In other words, if there really is a population correlation of 0.3, and you run a good small study, and I run a good large study, we should both get that 0.3. Okay? Effect sizes are explicitly designed to not be influenced by sample size. How they're related to significance tests? One way to get an effect size is to take a significance test and strip the sample size out of it. That's why most of our effect size estimates are an F over the degrees of freedom, or a chi-square over the sample size. Very simple math that is literally taking the significance test, which is a correlation of effect size and sample size, stripping sample size out, leaving effect size. It's amazing how simple that algebra is and how long it took us to figure it out. What information they provide that is not provided by significance tests? Significance tests and effect sizes are trying to do two different things. Effect sizes are an estimate of the size of the effect. Significance tests are estimates of the probability that the effect exists. And yes, they're kind of contradictory. One says, how big is it? The other one says, is it probably there? And the reason they're contradictory, in a sense, is that effect sizes don't take sample size into account. Significance tests do. So you can have an effect size that seems substantial, but based on a sample size so small that you just aren't comfortable trusting that it's different from zero. And that's why you put the two together, especially if you take the effort to look at that p-value to estimate the probability of a type 1 error and crank out the power to estimate the probability of a type 2 error. Suddenly, they begin to flow together and you have a nice system for evaluating your results.